Apparatus.
Get me Secretary McNamara.
Thank you.
Leave it open, that's all right.
Was that Senator McNamara, sir?
No, Secretary McNamara, Bob McNamara.
McNamara.
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
I see the AP says that General Taylor's hurrying home left abruptly from his vacation, and the assumption is that President Johnson's called him back for urgent consultations on the Southeast Asia crisis.
Well, it isn't true. He's coming home exactly on the schedule he planned several weeks ago.
Well, I think somebody ought to call AP and tell them their 158 is completely in error, that has he been on a vacation?
No, well, he probably had a couple of days of vacation. Went over there for the shape exercise.
Well, they say abruptly ended his European vacation.
Well,
ahead of schedule and left for Washington.
Yeah.
And the assumption is on Johnson's order for urgent consultations on a Southeast Asia crisis.
Well, we'll correct it, Mr. President.
The aide said he would have spent a quiet weekend in Switzerland. They were scheduled to fly to Rome Monday.
Oh, that's right. He was supposed to have Saturday and Sunday in Switzerland, I think, Mr. President. He's due in, I believe, at 8 o'clock Monday morning.
And says they were scheduled to fly to Rome Monday before returning to Washington.
No, I don't think so. I think his plan was always to come back at 8 o'clock. Oh, I know what it was. I was supposed to be in Rome on Monday, and I canceled my trip. Oh, that's what they're talking about. I was to meet with Andreotti, the Italian defense minister, Monday and Tuesday, and about two or three weeks ago I canceled it, just believing this wasn't a good time to be out of Washington. And Max was going to meet me in Rome on Monday morning.
Well, I think maybe what you better do then is tell AP that there's not anything to this at all. We haven't called him home. We have no urgent consultation. We have no crisis, and we're not going to let him make one for us.
Right.
Have you seen the UP on the Air Force jet fighters?
Yes, I did. Cordray's report.
Yeah.
He got a story from somebody in the Pentagon, I think. I can't be absolutely sure of that, but that's my guess. We checked this afternoon on others, and no one else had it, although others have been calling in since Cordray had it. We thought it was a group of Watson of the Baltimore Sun, Cordray, and Lloyd Norman of Newsweek, and several others that meet together that got some kind of a off-the-record briefing, but it turned out not to be the case. I don't know where Cordray got his.
Does he cover the Pentagon?
He does, yes.
You have any suspicions?
No, I don't, although I've been trying to check up this afternoon, but I haven't found out yet. My first suspicion proved an error.
Looks like an Air Force story to me.
Well, probably, although I'm not entirely sure. It could have been from the Joint Staff. Not many in the Air Force know much about this. I think it's more likely to have been out of the Joint Staff.
Are you a little bit shook up about them hitting killing some red Chinese and hitting an air-based installation 10 miles away?
No, I think that's to be expected from air operations, Mr. President. I don't know that we killed any red Chinese. It was the red Chinese that said we did. I thought it was interesting they admitted they had Chinese in there, even though they called them economic advisors.
Yeah. What time do we get word tonight that they're back?
Well, they should take off around 11:30 our time. That's the present plan. Now, that may shift as the evening goes along as weather reports change, but
from
that was
the same basis?
One, that the recon plane takes off from Tansanut, which is outside of Saigon, and the three or four fighters take off from Da Nang, which is about 150 miles north of Saigon. Then the recon plane flies north and rendezvous with the fighters above Da Nang, and they go in from there. Then they come out, and it should take about 2 8/10 hours, they estimate, so that they should be landing sometime around roughly 2:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, our time.
When do you get your word?
About that time, around 3 o'clock, I would think, maybe 3:15.
What if Iran or Chinese plane?
Anything at all to keep Laos from gradually going away?
Well,
losing it?
It's a very slippery slope we're on, Mr. President. I just finished talking to Mac a few minutes ago, and Bill Bundy and Mac and I have been all working and talking about this, and we're just not ready yet to talk to you. We have some papers prepared, but they don't guarantee Laos won't slip away. And some of the proposals that are being made that might have some effect of that kind are really more extreme, I think, than are warranted under the circumstances or than you would find acceptable. It'll be, I think, Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning before we really have something that's worth your while looking at.
Did we get a good report from South Vietnam yesterday? Didn't they run into a bunch of communists and kill 25 or 30 of them?
Yes, but that's just an isolated incident, Mr. President. I think on the whole, the report from South Vietnam that came in the weekly report that was issued yesterday was not very encouraging. The pacification efforts, particularly in the South, are not progressing satisfactorily. Even in the North, we're not making very much progress. Quang Nai Province, which is in the north, is almost totally overrun by the Viet Cong. The only city that is set, or the only area that is set to be fully under the control of the government, is the province capital itself. So I wouldn't put too much encouragement on that report of the capture of those men entering from Laos.
I had a suggestion that we give consideration to Governor of North Carolina. I like him, and he's an able young fellow, and he's socially conscious, and he was a paratrooper. But I got to thinking, I'm not sure we ought to get a Southern governor, even though his attitude's good, and send him into a place like Vietnam. I think they might say we're sending segregationists and might cause us trouble in the whole area.
You mentioned that to me this morning, Mr. President, asked me to check on it. I did today. I made several checks. I asked Mac to make one, as a matter of fact, and on the whole, the checks were quite favorable. But I, for a different reason, am disinclined to recommend that he be put in there. I don't know that his segregationist tendencies or reputation would affect it, but
he doesn't have any. He's against it.
I know.
I don't have any either. But I'm from Texas, and it's the biggest load I carry is a packed up.
Right, and I think this would tar him in that area. But more than that, I don't think he's had any experience whatsoever in foreign affairs, and I think it'd be a terrible handicap for a man to step into that complicated environment without such experience. And I think it'd be very difficult for people back here to appraise his judgment when they know he didn't have any such experience.
Now, Bobby thinks that it'd be a terrible mistake to put Ball in there. Said he's a good lawyer, but he just has no initiative or imagination of his own.
I think he's got lots of imagination, very little administrative ability, but that he could do the job. I would certainly recommend Ball over Sanford. I'd recommend Katzenbach over Sanford, I think. I don't know how Bobby would compare the two.
Do you have any more thoughts? Would you recommend Westmoreland over Moore?
Well, he's always a last possibility, Mr. President. I don't think I would recommend him over Ball. I think I'd recommend Ball over Westmoreland.
Is he still your top choice, Ball?
At the moment, yes, sir.
When do we have to make a decision?
Oh, I think you've got another 2 weeks easily. We'd assume that Lodge wouldn't move out until, let's say, mid-August, and I wouldn't think he'd want to have this leaked publicly until after the Republican convention. So you wouldn't want to do anything publicly until the 20th of July, in between roughly the 1st of July and the 20th, you'd be working with the man on a quiet basis.
You know Ball pretty well, better than I do in these meetings. What's his weakness? Does he shoot from the hip a little?
Once in a while, that's right. He reasons very well, but comes to the wrong conclusion. Now, this is an occasional situation. We all do it occasionally. I think he a little more than others, perhaps. Then, as I say, he's not a good administrator. But he will use staff. He will listen to people that work for him or work with him. And if we associated him with a lot of able individuals, which I would strongly recommend...
You ought to be making up that list, Bob.
I have. I've got the list made, and I've got five people on it. And I would certainly like to see every one of them go out there.
You think if Bo would go if we just urged him to?
I'm not at all sure he would. I don't mean to say he wouldn't do what you ask him to, but this is not a post that anyone's going to jump at, and I think him least of all.
That's what I'm afraid of. What would you think about Bob Anderson? How well do you know him?
I don't know him well, Mr. President. What I hear of him, of course, is very good. Everyone I've ever talked to about him speaks very highly of him. And I understand his health isn't very good, and Saigon's not a very healthy place. I don't know very much about his health, but I've heard this in recent weeks.
You going to be in town tomorrow?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you. I'll check on AP immediately.